On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Rob Jackson joins us. He's a licensed counselor with Focus on the Family's Counseling Services Department, specializing those calls related to sexuality, marriage, and parenting. And actually, today we're going to be on the topic of surviving the holidays while grieving a loss. And, you know, the first thing that occurs to me, well, first of all, Rob, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Oh, Steve, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
You know, as we grow older, and I'm getting grayer and grayer, you know, you seem to be in contact more and more with people walking, and this is not an uncommon thing. You know, when I read the topic, you know, celebrating or surviving the holidays while grieving from loss, I think many of us, you know, think, yeah, well, yeah, I could understand that someone just lost, but you know, it's maybe not even necessarily something that happened recently. Holidays are a special time, but we have plenty to talk about. And what I just mentioned, maybe we'll get to now or later in the conversation. But I did want to start with, you know, there is pain involved when there's loss of a loved one, first off, you know, how to acknowledge the pain that you're having. How would you go about that?
Great question. And, you know, Steve, holidays imprint us in our earliest developmental years when sort of everybody is there in the room for the most part. And then as we get older, we're losing people and families are changing. And so to your question, how do you acknowledge your pain? I think you really have to stop and get honest with yourself. You know, when the scripture speaks of renewing your mind in Christ, we know that that is with the scripture and the Holy Spirit, and it is imperative. But secondarily to that, and almost inseparable to that, is you got to acknowledge or renew your mind in terms of reality. This year, so-and-so won't be at that table. Or it's now 15 years later and I still miss my dad. That's true for me. And so just acknowledging your pain inwardly is where you begin. And you can do that with journaling. You can do that with just, you know, taking some time and then always try to take that back over to the Holy Spirit. So you're actually moving information back into transformation. That's how we begin to really process grief.
Yeah, and you said something too, you know, about, you know, maybe being 15 years later and missing your dad. You know, my dad passed December 3rd, will be 5 years. And, you know, when I lost my dad, I know where he is.
Right.
You know, there must have been grieving, and it didn't feel typical. And actually, almost looked at myself like, what's wrong with you? Because, you know, there wasn't a lot of crying. I knew that he loved me, and I knew that he knew I loved him, and I knew where he was going. So I had a real peace about him going. But I'll tell you, I think sometimes, not emotionally, but just, you know, times will come up maybe more now than they did then, that this is a time I would have called my dad. You know, and it is something that, you know, is likely to come up for years for many.
Oh, for sure. You know, I'm still stunned at times when I sort of turn around and there is a memory or there is that desire to speak with him, or there's even that desire to go back and have a do-over and be a better version of a son. Or respond differently to him when he wasn't, you know, perfect and who is. I sometimes look and think, what a wonderful thing it's going to be father and son in heaven. Now, I know it's going to be predominantly about Jesus Christ and the family of God, but when we have loved ones in Christ, I think we can definitely look forward to better times with them. But the holidays tend to bring up a sense of loss, a sense of absence, a sense of subtraction or deletion. And we're just going to have to accept that some of that is almost a cultural obsession where the birth of Christ is taken on a cultural emphasis on fun, food, holidays, and family. And while there's nothing wrong with that, it's not really what the season is fundamentally about.
Yeah. You know, I think many of us, as we approach the holidays, you know, we do think back to previous holidays, maybe the last one, and think, you know, man, we, you know, it was so rough. We made ourselves too busy and, you know, and I think, you know, part of what we want to talk about is setting some realistic expectations, because the holidays, they are hard, and accepting that they are, and sometimes, you know, the pain that comes from grieving is, you know, sometimes could it be kind of the straw that broke the camel's back with all the other stuff we're dealing with.
Well, that's right. And, you know, today's families are often traveling more to be with each other. So people are worn out by the time they get there. There's going to be a short turnaround and they're going to be leaving and going right back into work or something of that sort. So there are tremendous stress points that were not true, say, 50 years ago. And then we've got all of these social compulsions that I've mentioned. And the real key to some of this is looking at your expectations, so that you're not going to be driven by others' expectations. And so you can go ahead and expect, yeah, I'm going to have a little bit more grief this year because of the temporary loss I have around a family member who's passed and gone on to be with the Lord.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of this, you know, as we already mentioned, emotions are involved. And, you know, and talking about people coming over and, you know, holidays just being hard. A counselor, years ago when we had a lot of young kids, and our kids range now from 26 to 40, but we were with a family counselor that was talking to us about, you know, things that were going on in our home. And part of what they really brought to light when they showed this diagram, I was like, wow, that makes total sense. You know, there's husband and wife, and then we had six kids. And then the counselor started drawing lines between each of the people representing the relationships, and how complex that gets. And then when you add in, you know, extended family showing up or you're showing up where everyone is, that can really add to it. And I think just being aware that's a thing help me, and hopefully others feel the same way, that are aware, you know, aware of that, that, okay, part of this tension is just all of the dynamics going on with relationships. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think you had a really wise counselor, and I love anyone who can make something visual, especially around issues like these that tend to be soft and squishy. And so we've got all of these multifaceted relationships, you know, a family of three, for example, a smaller family, we've got a relationship between the three of them, a relationship between the two parents, a relationship between each parent and that one child. And it just goes on and on. And then you mentioned the extended family. And let's not forget that now, perhaps more than ever, we've got a very politically divided nation. We've got estrangement happening seemingly at epidemic proportions. We've got social media involved. There's just a lot going on that has continued to sort of loosen the glue that once held us all together. And so the holidays, we really feel that acutely, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad we're taking the time now to walk through this. So as we approach, you know, Thanksgiving and then into Christmas and the New Year, you know, I think sometimes when there's something, and like we said, the holidays can be hard, when there's something difficult coming up, I know for me, whether it's a task, something to do at the house, if I can kind of mentally prepare for what's coming up, it makes it a lot easier than jumping in the deep end cold water, you know. So I am glad that we're going to take time to talk about that. Hey, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Rob Jackson with Focus on the Family's Counseling Services on the topic of how to survive the holidays while grieving from loss. And we're going to get back to that conversation. We're going to take a quick break. Rob, can you stay with us?
It'd be my pleasure.
All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more. When we come back, how to avoid unhealthy coping methods. We'll address that after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, we are in the midst of a conversation with Rob Jackson. He's a licensed counselor with Focus on the Family's Counseling Services. And actually, Rob, before we jump back into one of the points I said we'd be making about how to survive the holidays while grieving from loss, for those who are not aware of ways to reach out to a counselor at Focus on the Family, if you could let them know what's available to them and what's the best resource for them in reaching out.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Steve. We'd love to connect with any of your listeners. One, they can give us a call at 800-A-FAMILY. Pretty easy to remember, 800-A-FAMILY. If you're online, you can go to focusonthefamily.com/get help. Again, focusonthefamily.com/get help.
All right. And don't forget, Focus on the Family every weekday morning at 7 o'clock. Great way to start your day. Rob, let's jump back into this conversation at how to survive the holidays while grieving from loss. And the next point we wanted to touch on was how to avoid unhealthy coping methods.
Yeah. You know, anytime we have stress on any given day, if we're not managing it well, if we're not negotiating that in our spirits and in our minds and with the Lord, then that pain is going to drive us to want distraction. The pain is going to drive us to want pleasure instead of peace. And that's when we get into unhealthy coping methods. So it can be shopping. It can be smoking. It can be drinking. It can be on the wrong sites on the internet, or it could be on the right sites on the internet, but just on it all day long and being compulsive. So anything that is distracting us from the pain goes back to, how can I stop and feel what I'm feeling? Then how can I think what I need to be thinking and ultimately really talk to the Lord about this so that I am getting the wonderful counselor involved with my pain, lest I go back to unhealthy coping mechanisms.
All right. Another point I know we want to cover before we put a bow on our conversation. And this, I think, I mean, you know, in spite of the fact we're talking about grieving, this could be a real, not only healing, but just a great way to build the relationships that we have. I don't know. I think joy when I look at creating new traditions and honoring old ones. That sounds like fun to me, Rob.
Oh, I do too. I think it's like the best of both. I remember many years ago during our holiday this time of year, I don't recall, I think it was Christmas, one of my family members decided to make spaghetti instead of the usual everything else. And she said, look, we've had all this other stuff, you know, since Thanksgiving several times. And so I thought I would do something different. It was also my favorite meal. She was my favorite aunt. At any rate, I think if you can hold on to what is good flexibly, okay, flexibly, and then add new traditions, that's just the best of both. That's organic. That's how families grow from generation to generation. And that's also preparing the young ones with the imprints of something positive for them to move forward with.
Yeah. You know, when I think of, when I saw this, I was like, well, I was trying to think of something in our family. I will tell you one unique one, maybe it's not that unique, extended family lives in another state. I know that they, routinely, and I think it's on Christmas Eve when they gather, just to kind of an open house to connect the whole family. You know, as families grow, you know, often on Christmas Day with in-laws, you're kind of obligated to be elsewhere. And a family with grown kids and grandkids, you know, may gather. We do an open house on, I guess that's one of our traditions. We do an open house on Christmas Eve. So everyone can kind of come and go that works with their schedule. And we've actually tried to reduce the amount of stress with getting, you know, and we actually invite their in-law, whoever, everyone's welcome. But this family I was speaking of, they go to what many have considered over the decades, everyone's favorite cheap hamburger place and get just plain cheeseburgers, and you know, but they kind of, you know, they, you know, they're on a platter, you know, at the table, I've never asked why, but I'm gonna guess maybe part of that was, you know, maybe at some time that family was experiencing all the tension of creating a big meal and just, you know, relieving themselves of that. And just understanding this is what we're going to have. And the focus is more on conversation and happy times together as a family. But creating those new traditions and honoring the old ones, what a great way to heal and survive the holidays while grieving from loss. And, I shared, if there's one that comes to mind, Rob, that you want to share, feel free. You may not, I'm kind of bushwhacking you there, but if you have one.
In terms of something new?
Yeah, or an old tradition that.
You know, looking back, that's a great question. I mean, I think with the passing of my father, you know, and then our moving, we've moved a couple of times since. It's just been ready to kind of embrace where we were at the time, both in the number of family members present and those who maybe couldn't travel in or those who did unexpectedly, or maybe going out for a Christmas brunch instead of trying to do something at home. And so it's just that emotional intelligence that says, you know, this is a really special occasion to be with whoever happens to be here. Let's make the best of it.
Yeah. And, you know, Rob, we've specifically mentioned that, you know, how to survive the holidays while grieving from loss. But much of what we've shared, you know, isn't limited to the holidays. You agree? And is there anything else you'd want to add to our conversation?
Well, I appreciate the question. I absolutely agree with your point. And I would also heighten that learning to grieve well is a part of Christian spiritual formation. It is a part of psychological health, and it is one of the most important tools, for lack of a better word, skill sets that you'll develop. And so many times when we're younger, you know, we're reacting to what's happening, and we may not have the older people really equipping us. And so we can grow up with unhealthy skills around grief and loss. And if that happens to be the case, the good news is, you can unlearn some of that and you can learn some new things. And when you put it in the context of enjoying God, you can be better for the experience.
Very good. And one last quick question, again, maybe a bushwhack, but you know, you having dealt with this more than once, I'm going to guess you may have, is there a resource like a book that you, you know, when you're, maybe you've got family or friends that, you know, will ask, what's a good resource, a book that I can pick up in dealing with grief and with loss?
Yeah, that's really a good question. And the person that's coming to mind is H. Norman Wright. He has written so much on so many things, but his book, Recovering from Losses in Life, might really be a big help. Very trustworthy. It's in our Focus on the Family bookstore, by the way.
Okay. FocusOnTheFamily.com. You can go there. And remember the resources that Rob gave earlier, FocusOnTheFamily.com/get help. Or you can call 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800-A-FAMILY, and reaching out to Focus on the Family, and Rob and others that are in the counseling services there. Rob, appreciate your time, as well as the whole team at Focus on the Family, and what's done really on a daily basis to strengthen families across America, and especially those within the body of Christ. And of course, Focus on the Family, again, heard every weekday morning at 7 o'clock right here on KLYT. Rob, thanks for your time. Let's get you back in another time.
I would love that, Steve. Thanks so much, and thanks for helping your listeners know that we're available to them.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.